Well, I'm an epidemiologist, so it's principally looking at the numbers, independent of the individual experience. And they tell a story in their own right, basically because of how large they are, how big the disparities are between by race and ethnicity, and how much of it's related to drugs. Well, it's the fact that you've programmed a level of involvement in the criminal justice system into the lives of such a large portion of the, especially the poor black male community of the United States, that that it's almost like in the water supply or in the nutriments they get, in the opposite direction, of course. So the facts that are important here are that about 40% of young black men at this point can expect to be, if rates continue at the same rate, can expect to be in the criminal in prison basically sometime in their lifetime. The current figure is over 30%, about 35%, but it's going up. Even though the prison rates are going down, the probability of any individual being involved in this is so great. The experience of stop and frisk in New York is a good example of the way the system reaches out, as it were, and involves people in experiences that are based on the assumption that they're involved in criminal activity, reaching a peak of 700,000 stops and frisks in a year and a half ago in New York City. So that, as an epidemiologist who I used to work on occupational environmental health, we looked at people's exposures to things like asbestos, mercury, toxins in the environment. And you can look at this as a toxin that's very widespread in the African American community of the United States, especially affecting young men who are most prone to be involved in behaviors related to drugs, violence, being on the street. That make them vulnerable to getting picked up by the system. And once they're picked up by it, it is as though they've been infected. They carry it with them really pretty much for life, because so much of the structure of punishment, of mandatory sentences, are connected up to what's called predicate offenses, the idea that once you the first time you do something, you may get probation for it. Next time, get a sentence. The next time, get a bigger sentence for exactly the same behavior. And it's a system that imagines it's deterring people, but in fact, the fact that they reappear again and again shows that that's not so.